Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is part of the Acast Creator Network.
I think what makes the day difficult for so many people is that
you're such like a fucking priest.
What? You are like, what do you want me to go? Priest. Hello and welcome
could
to the
podcast.
Could
we not just, yeah, could we do an even...
Good evening. I think the thing that makes the day difficult for
could
me...
Could we start with even a small we say welcome hello? Or...
No, we never welcome the people on the podcast.
What? Why?
Who's your man from Believer that used to do...
Believer?
Father Kieran Malarkey.
No, John Quinn. It's Evening Moments with John Quinn. You're like some fella on a local radio station. Now... As we move towards the winter of our lives, it's...
No, the music will start on the podcast and you hear down, 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 and then you'll hear
on,
the thing that makes... So, good evening, good morning, and welcome everybody to the THL podcast.
That's the tricky thing about a podcast. You don't know if it's morning or evening, do you?
I think the thing that really clutters people's day is that they have too much fucking things to do. Like, I have a to-do list. That would... Why every day...
Do you write a list?
No, but in the back of my mind, I have a catalog.
Like what? Talk us through
some stuff you have to do. I have an A to Z list of what I have to do.
Well organized.
Apart from the podcast, and apart from work, and apart from doing other things, and apart from the GAA club, and apart from under-19 Northboard finals, and apart from training tonight, I've got 100
like what,
more.
Hector, like what?
So that's what I think the to-do list in people's heads sometimes...
What stuff do you have to do? Tell us.
So the boiler needs a fucking... the boiler needs a service.
But that's another man's job.
Yeah, but I have to get your man to the house, right?
Okay,
put him on the long thing.
Is she back at college?
What?
I said, is she back at college?
I don't get that.
He's slagging my wife there now.
I'm not slagging you. He said the boiler needs a service. That's another man's job. Is she back at college?
I still don't get
it. I don't understand.
Okay.
The boiler. So anyone else, maybe
are you
somebody
my
else.
Wife?
Move on.
So the boiler, right, that's one thing. The boiler's done. There's four different lights gone in the house, right? And it really is annoying me, right? There was a fucking sort of a sensor light at the back door and it's gone.
For what?
Electrician. That's an electrician's job.
Yeah, but getting an electrician. Like when you come out now in the back of my house now, it's complete and utter darkness.
Oh,
Rocco goes
that.
Out into the abyss and I'm like, where do your wee-wee? It's 11 o'clock at night. Storm Kieran is in. And there's no light at the back. And I'm going, that has to be fixed. Then there's a light down in the garden that has to be fixed. Then there's three reset sort of, you know those, what you call them, those fancy things that go straight up into the ceiling, recessed lights. Three of them are gone in the bedroom. They had been gone since about 2004.
So have you just lamps? Or
we've only a sort of a minute, we have lamps on, but the main lights. So when you want to find your clothes in the wardrobe, I get a torch on my mobile and I go in and I start searching for stuff. So there's loads of little things that I have on the long finger that I need a boiler done. I need those lights fixed.
You need to do those jobs or you won't be able to settle.
And the missus's brakes are screeching. They've been screeching for the last 2 weeks. And that's another. I have to ring the mechanic and get it booked in and get that thing. It could be the brake pads. Why do we always have a million and one things on our list? And it's not even our jobs.
I get really, really overwhelmed by the amount of stuff I have to do. Actually, no, I'll tell a lie. I get overwhelmed by anything I have to do.
But you wouldn't, them sort of jobs wouldn't worry you, would they?
Well, no, because I wouldn't do them.
Yeah.
But I would wake up in the morning and I would, say I had one thing to do that day, I would be, I would prefer to stay. I would, I, it stresses me. Even if it's a small, the only thing that I think that I am able for is really being on the road.
And so does that not stress you?
Not at all.
Right. So, but what you want to say, if I have one thing to do in the day, what do you, what kind of a thing?
Like, Yvonne might say to me, will you go down to Super Value and get spuds? And I'd wake up in the morning going,
is that because you have to leave the house?
I don't know what it is. I think it's the way my brain, I just don't cope very well with that kind of stuff. So that it, so yeah.
Is that because you're not used to doing jobs like that? Because you don't mind doing stuff that you're used to?
I don't know what it is, but I've noticed recently that it's...
Is that because of your condition?
I don't know what it is, but it's the smallest thing fucking stresses me out to the nines. And I have this, I keep wishing, I wish I had nothing to do. I wish that I had nothing to do. Even if you said to me, Tommy, to pop into town to get your photograph taken for your passport, I'd be there, oh, fuck's sake. It'd be on me like a trial.
And then would you leave it on the long finger or would you just do it?
No, and then if we said you have a gig tomorrow night in Killarney, you'd be there, yeah, okay.
Gig's no problem. If you said to me, we have a tour organised.
Isn't that mad?
3 weeks on the road. Travelling every day, standing up in front of strangers every night. No problem.
Going to Super Value. Is that to get because, bring
Tommy,
it on.
Because of your long, a fair few years doing comedy, is that because you have become so accustomed to that side of your life that you're not...
That my brain is fluent when it comes to that type of work. But my brain is... It's like trying to learn... It's like an exam in a foreign language. Someone says to me, will you go down and will you get toothpaste? And I'd be going, what? Oh, fuck, how do I, where, how much,
do I have what to, is it like?
It would hurt me head to have to
do getting, the simple things.
Yeah.
Those is it because you're conditioned into doing stand-up?
I don't know what it is, but it's a fact.
And how are you going to overcome it?
But I lie in bed and I go, oh.
Like, Tommy, you would never, ever.
If someone says to me, get the post out of the front, I'd be going,
that's hardly a...
I'd be going, oh, for fuck's sake.
I know, Tommy, it couldn't be.
You're like
that
a child.
Basic. Like, if
that's like something a teenager wouldn't want to
would,
do.
Would.
Am I like Kevin from the Harry Enfield show?
Yeah. That's a bit like. So, does your wife have to give you instructions?
Yvonne, I think you know her name.
Yeah, I know, but, well, like, I don't know. The beloved. You call her something different every time.
The beloved.
So do you, does Yvonne say to you, like, Tommy, you have to do these jobs? Or would you ever say, oh, these jobs have to be done, I'll do them?
Cooking. I can't. Cooking is like the leaving cert for me. I get so frazzled and hassled and stressed, and I can't be trying to do other things. And if there aren't the right ingredients, and if it's not simple
cooking
to do,
cooking is easy. It's going to the supermarket to get the ingredients,
yeah, that's the
and
worst.
Doing a shop. So, Tommy, you're very blessed that you have a great wife who is
so she
a brilliant.
She basically runs your life and tells you what to do when you need to do it.
Say if
you'd never spot something that needs to be done. Like, for instance, you wouldn't think, well, I will get the post out of the post box because there has to be post there.
No, I'm not. These examples aren't literal and true all the time. But I'm saying just generally, will you go into town and get, we need light bulbs and dog food?
Tommy.
Ah,
but Tommy.
I'd be in the bed going, me life is shit. I have a shit life.
I need to ask you a question.
I'd be lying down, she'd ask me, and I'd just fucking. I'd be punching mattresses.
How does he get away with not having to do that?
Chewing pillows. Going
so
to
what happens? I need
into to town to who?
I need to.
Into town to get fucking light bulbs. And
I need to ask you a question.
Life is fucking awful.
If there was a leak in the roof or.
I don't want to do anything. I don't want to do anything.
Does your...
All I want to do is nothing. How is that so fucking difficult for people to understand? That's why if you said to me, walk to Australia, I'd be... Whoosh, gone.
But that's an awful job to
Tommy,
do.
Tommy...
If someone said to me, walk to Australia with all your children and your wife, gone. Let's go. Let's do this. But if you say to me, we need paper clips...
Or there's a leak in that...
We need paper clips from the paper clip shop.
Not real situations there.
They are.
What happens when you say there's a leak in the there's a leak in the utility window? I think there's something wrong with that window. I think we need to ring the window man. Are you telling me that you've
would
never
you
rang a window
to?
Man, a tiler, a carpenter, a plumber, or anything in your life? Or not, does your wife take care of all of that?
My beloved takes care
that
of all
that. That is an unbelievable situation to be in.
Well,
it's a magnificent situation to be in.
It's, why is my life so stressful and hard then?
So basic instructions are too much for tasks.
They're too much for me. I get overwhelmed by them. So and now, this isn't me being lazy, or this isn't me being... I'm telling you that when... if someone says to you in the morning, you're lying in bed and says, do you want a tea or a coffee? Isn't that a nice decision to be able to make?
Yes. Right?
And it's not a difficult decision. I'll have a tea or a coffee. If someone says to you, do you want a sandwich? What type of sandwich do you like? They're all fine things, choices, yeah. Right? And you don't... You react in a way that your body and your brain acknowledges these are nice options to have.
Yes.
I'm telling you that my body and my brain goes into severe stress when someone says to me, will you pick up some mouthwash in Boots? And I go, fuck. And I get stressed about...
You can't follow direction.
I get stressed about leaving the house. I get stressed about...
Parking
and town and people and asking and looking, and it's just, I feel like I'm running in a particular direction all the time. I feel as if I'm running all the time, my whole life I'm running. And someone says to you, now run over that way. I said, no, I go this way. And to observers it might look like he's only lying in bed, but I'm not. I'm running in my head as fast as I can.
Okay, there's two things I need to ask you here.
So maybe I'm not well.
Is it because you're so busy with your other side of the career, with your comedy and the chat show and everything, Tommy, that you're allowed be in your world all the time? Because it seems to me that you're allowed live in your world, because that is the world, that is a great world, and it's your world and you're a provider and it's your...
Tommy Town.
Yeah.
He lives in Tommy Town. I love when I get a WhatsApp off the missus going, what have we got? Have we bread? What do we need? Bananas.
You love that.
Sugar. Because one of us is going to be close to the shop because it's a military operation. That's the sort of dynamic that's in my house. So how are you then with stuff on your... Like, Lorena...
My beloved is useless at following. Like, you have to tell him to do things as well. Like, I'd fix the light bulbs and I'd fix the washing machine and I'd fix things. Like, he just wouldn't have any interest. It's not that he wouldn't be able to do it. It'd be just easier to do it yourself than actually getting him to do it.
Does he get stressed with the idea of doing it?
No, and he'll do it. But again, you have to give him...
Weeks' notice.
No, you have to just give him instructions, and they have to be clear. You can't say, oh, you go to town and do this grocery shopping, because then it'll be like, come back with things that are completely irrelevant to anything to do with the week's
living.
Shopping, yes. Like new pans. I didn't ask for a pan. I need something to cook in the pan. I have pans.
Slice pan, yes.
Yeah, that sort of stuff.
What's that noise?
That's happening all day.
A jet.
No, that noise has been going on since we were here this morning.
It's a hum out of the human minifier.
No, it's the wind, maybe.
So to turn that on its head, right? So I think what people... I've got so much on. I've got so much to do. And there's all those little things that annoy people, like fixing the lights.
My whole life is a hassle.
That light is gone. I do like when somebody comes to the house to get one little thing done and them lights are annoying me. I know they are. So I was just thinking then, if in the most hypothetical of worlds, you woke up the next morning and you hadn't a fucking care in the world financially, and you hadn't a fucking worry health or anything, and everything was pure paradise from tomorrow morning when you wake up, that you have no more problems or hassle or lists to do or financial worries in the world, what would you do tomorrow morning?
You still have to get up and do daily things, don't you?
I look forward to writing. I look forward to coming down here and trying to write. I look forward to that.
And when are you...
Every other bit of my work fucking stresses me out.
But that's not
work.
Do you hear
what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. What I'm saying? I know now what you mean.
Do you hear what I'm saying, Rita?
I heard you. Yes.
Stresses me out.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
So
I know the feeling.
So I think I'm just... I think I wasn't like... it's must be the way I'm wired, is that I just can't
cope
with stuff.
Has it got worse?
Yeah, it has got worse. It's got worse as it got older.
So when you were in your 30s and your 20s and you were asked to do things.
Just get up and
do
them.
No problem.
Gone, did them. But it has got worse since I got older, without a doubt.
That feeling of overwhelmed.
Overwhelmed. But it's overwhelmed with stupid stuff.
Is that because you've taken too much work on? No. Loads of people do that.
Maybe.
Why did I fucking say yes? It's like when you have six weddings in a row in the middle of July. Why the fuck did we say we go to that wedding? Do you get overwhelmed by?
Yeah,
but someone
having
says,
to go to there.
Someone says to me, "Get fucking Jack's roll from the utility room and put it in the upstairs toilet." I'm there.
No, Tommy, that's
I'm there.
No, I actually like.
My
that.
Life is over.
But you're like a
this
child.
This is my life.
That's like a teenager.
It's not a decision that I'm making. This is I'm.
You don't like being take. You don't like being given instructions or told what being
I want
told
freedom.
What to do.
I want freedom.
But what do you want to do? Like live in a field or something?
Yes, just walk. Walk from here
but
to
you
Africa.
See, he lives
that's,
in Tommy Town.
That's not real.
You live you in Tommy Town. You have your freedom.
You do not want to walk to Africa.
I do, Larita.
Yeah, and if you had
with
to walk
you,
to Africa.
With you.
Yeah, right. I wouldn't get to bloody Bedford with you or whatever way you'd go to Africa. Which way would you go?
I don't
to go
ahead. No, you go to Limerick. You head
you'd go
to
Rosslea first, wouldn't you get the ferry?
Yeah, you get to Limerick, then you walk to Clonmel.
God,
stop
no. I wouldn't even get to the freaking motorway with
swill
you.
Swill into Oula for a pint of cider.
Oula?
Yeah, it's great for apples.
You need to confront your list first. I did this a few weeks ago. I had loads of things. I was like, oh my God, I have loads of things I have to do. Just do them and get them out of the way and then you're free.
Yeah, there's a nice feeling when you do. Say, yeah. That's done. But if you had no financial worry in the world tomorrow morning, would you just lie on the couch and go, now this is it? You'd be fucking bored within an hour.
Totally.
And you go, there's no difference. There's no difference. What is the difference? So what are we all fucking worried about? Why does that dark cloud come in over people and then go, so much fucking stuff on? Why do we allow that condition to come in over us going, I'm overwhelmed, I've too much at work and then I've got to do this and I've got to do that, pick up the kids and then that's not working, then there's a fight in the phone, then he's got a call from the school.
That's life, Hector. A lot of things to do.
Isn't it funny?
It wouldn't make any difference if you were...
If you had no financial commitment.
So what? Tell me what you're looking forward to right now. What are you, Hector O'Hagan, looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to seeing what's on the dinner tonight. What's on the dinner? Thursday night, sweet and sour chicken. I'm looking forward to putting the fire on and having a nice cup of tea and watching a bit of telly. I look forward to small little things. I'm looking forward to going travelling again with Roscoe and Evan.
Yeah.
We're off to Cuba, which is exciting. Cuba's going to be fucking really exciting.
It's going to be brilliant.
Why? Havana. Looking forward to trying to get different stories in Havana and go deeper in under the rubble and the buildings and find out how real Cubans are doing in 2023. And I'm looking forward to driving out of Havana and saying goodbye to Havana and going down into the island. It is like six or seven times, three times the size of Ireland. Mm. Down into Florida and all Santa Clara, where Che Guevara was born. And out into the countryside to the sugar plantations and sit with locals. And I'm looking forward to speaking Spanish on the side of the road with an old farming man or woman and letting them tell me
how's
Cuba in 2023 and where they're from and tell me about your family. So,
and will you look back at the programme you did before in Cuba and say, I wonder like...
Oh, the head of me.
No, but like what... Like, will you remind
then.
Yourself of that first before you go?
Yeah, or? Of course. You hopping into an old 1950s Ford, whatever, the old cars and getting there and the Cuban cigars and being in a Cuban factory with the ladies listening to Romeo and Juliet on the transistor radio and they're rolling the cigars between their thighs and the different stages. We don't want to do cigar making this time, but what we want to do maybe is go to a smaller cigar maker in the countryside. But
just go to maybe a cancer hospital.
Will you be able to bring some cigars back for Tommy?
Oh, yes.
Ones that women roll between their thighs.
That's what they do. They're all rolling them in between their thighs. But we're not trying to, because we're going back somewhere 20 years later, it will be, I sat in the corner bar where Hemingway, Hemingway sit there in a corner bar in Cuba and write that famous book, his diary thing. I might take a motorbike and do a little bit of the Che Guevara motorbike diary type stuff. But yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Hey, hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. Now, before we get back to the hen house, here's a quick taster of our members-only episodes called 3 Pints, Please. These are chats we have in porterhouses, drinking emporiums, great establishments, locals up and down the country, and they're out exclusively every single Monday to members.
Everyone can be resuscitated in the hospital. So,
how do you mean?
First of all, I was in there with my grand-aunt.
Okay.
She was unwell and they said in case
can I just
of,
say
no you can't say anything
it is a vagina on the mouth that would bring me back to life.
Like, there's a type of resuscitation which is mouth to mouth.
And then
I just don't think that will work.
Well,
with
do you know what? I hope that I am in a situation where you are in
the
that position. And I'm
like
going to find a vagina that's like sitting out on the street for the last 24
position.
Days. And I'm going to put it sitting up on top of you. And I'll tell you something. You'll be laughing then. Yes, sick.
I'll tell you,
I'll find a vagina that you will not want to see coming sitting on top of you, and you'll know all about it then. I'll tell you, you're all talk.
Yeah,
you're all.
If you
talk.
Got the wrong vagina on top
of you,
you wouldn't go
out. I'll
tell
you, if you got a good big vagina the size of your two eyes, your nose, and your mouth sitting on top of you, I'll tell you, wouldn't be long sucking yourself back into reality. You fucking sick, dirty thing. Yeah. A vagina above in your face. I tell you what, there's a few more of you that could do with getting stuck with a few bad ones. You've got sick minds, all of ye men. A vagina sitting above in your mouth. I tell you, a big cow's other or a big cow's hole arse sitting up on top of you. I tell you, I know all about it. Yeah. Dirty thing,
filth,
yeah.
Box,
and
Tommy.
Now you feel disgusting. I know
I
you
that's
do.
The truth of it.
Well, I'll tell you, you'll know all about
it. Your mouth to mouth. Just fucking straddle me there and grind me back to life.
Oh, I'm telling you.
There's
oh,
nothing. Is there anything better than a Mayo woman in full flight?
Oh, that's anyway, disgusting. Oh,
how is it disgusting?
It's disgusting. You're just rotten. Imagine me saying, oh, the only thing that'll bring me back to life is a big penis stuck in my mouth. That's exactly the same thing as what you just said. It's a, I know it sounds.
No, it's not because it's mouth to mouth. It's mouth to mouth.
Oh, Tommy, you're rotten. Are you
anyway,
one of. Yeah.
Tell us about your relationship.
Yeah, go back anyway to the resuscitation. Hope you enjoyed that. To become a member, all you got to do is head over to thlpod.com. It's as simple as that. Now let's go back to a shed down the bottom of a garden in Galway in the west of Ireland.
I would just like to say a big hello to all the people listening to the podcast now who, like myself, wake up in every morning not looking forward to fucking nothing.
Full of dread.
Dread. So we need to be acknowledged.
So, well, when you asked Hector...
Hector's grand with his, you know, his fucking positive outlook and
yeah, but sometimes
and
I don't have that.
But when you say there, what are you dreading? Like, but what are you, I mean, you're dreading everything, are
getting
you?
Getting dressed. I hate the idea of getting dressed. Making decisions about clothes.
See, that's where I just...
Washing my teeth. You can't...
So
I
what do you actually look forward to?
Nothing. I don't look forward to anything. He but I get through it because I'm a fucking trooper.
You see?
Aren't I a trooper?
Yeah.
I get
yeah,
through it.
Yeah.
You're like a top. Yeah, but he comes down here. He's
I didn't realise it was such a challenge for you.
Everything is a fucking challenge for me. Everything. Getting dressed, walking, breakfast. Everything is fucking hard. And I think me and my people need to be acknowledged.
And how,
we are
how
the,
can we acknowledge them?
I'm acknowledging them now.
The people of Ireland.
The people of Ireland don't look forward to nothing.
I've met a few people lately that say that. What do you look forward to doing? Nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah, but you do look forward to something.
Don't,
coming down
don't
here
tell
to,
me what I am.
You are. You come down here to Tommy Town. In the hen house, and you're the Lord Mayor because there's nobody allowed in here.
There's no villagers. I'm the Lord Mayor of an empty village.
So you don't look forward to any fun things like...
No, fun.
What's fun? What do you find fun? In your life, what's the fun part of your life?
Yes, what gives you
right
what
now,
gives
fun?
You a bit of excitement?
Nothing. I can't tell you. I know that I have fun, but I couldn't tell you now what it is.
You do like having a pint of Guinness with us in the.
Do you stop telling me what I am?
Okay then.
So you don't like that. You don't look forward to doing the podcast.
I look forward to nothing, Larita.
He used to like coming out playing pool with me years ago. He won't bother his hole anymore.
I don't look forward to anything. I just want to be free.
Like if your beautiful wife Yvonne said to you
yes.
on the weekend,
we'll have
Tommy,
loads of fun.
I have made plans.
I'd rather fucking take
I've made
broken bottle to me neck.
Plans, and we're going out for dinner with four couples.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Well, I drive myself to fucking
Tommy's.
The psychiatric in Malin Sloan, it's not even open anymore. And I'd book. No, Luisa, I don't. I have fun. I know that I have fun. I have crack.
Do you provide that for other people?
Well, maybe, but I can tell you that there's something about the way my brain is wired that the least thing that I have to do gets on top of me. The least thing.
Yeah, but why are you allowing that?
Are you depressed?
I don't allow it. I don't
why does it get on top of you?
It just does. Like, I got up this morning and I go, I have a bag of magic mushrooms in the cupboard. And I'm thinking, I met a young one at a rock and roll festival, and she says,
I took microdosing. And my heart.
That's what you should maybe do.
My heart is open right now. And I feel very positive about everything in the world.
Where was she from?
She's from Leeds. Excuse me?
She must have been from London, surely.
And I said, maybe that's what I need. Maybe I'm one of those people who, maybe that's why I'm so fucking attracted to California. I was happy in California. Maybe that's it. Maybe that thing I was asking you in another episode about how would you sell Ireland because of the greyness. Maybe, do you know what it is now that I think about it?
I don't see greyness all the time.
I am talking. Okay. You'd be a shit.
Hello.
You'd be a shit therapist. You can't be interrupted.
Yeah, could you imagine your therapist going, I don't fucking see what you see.
Yeah.
The therapist cop goes, on, will you? Please stop moaning.
Cop on.
Maybe part of my, maybe it's because I'm African.
Oh God, Tommy, don't be coming back. You spent a week in Africa as a 4-year-old.
Hang on.
Maybe no. I'm African.
But so you think, maybe. Don't like to. Oh my God.
What are you laughing at?
Okay, well, why don't you go to Africa then?
Tommy, are you laughing at my people? Are you laughing at me and my people?
Tommy, you come back with this ticket every about 6 weeks. I'm from African. You're no more African, no more the man. That's a real one. More the man, the moon.
You were in Africa for a couple of months.
Yeah, exactly.
What?
In Chabawe, Longwe, Bikyawa, Pupupu. What was it called?
Kabwe.
You were there for a year.
3 years. Well, the most formative years of my life. From 3 to the age
maybe
of 6.
Maybe you're African. Maybe you should relocate to
maybe, maybe that's why I feel...
Kibwe.
Maybe that's why, even though when I was in Somalia and Malawi...
Well, what, you felt like
did you tell us you were in Somalia?
You didn't say that when you came back from Somalia in Africa that you felt like you should have lived there, like you're coming back from California saying that you
no,
should live
No, he didn't.
There.
You're right.
What I said... No,
you
I can,
didn't say...
I play the tape, Pete.
Well, yeah, play it.
Play the tape.
I can say that I felt very happy at home there.
But okay. You didn't come
maybe
back
I'm
and
African.
Say...
Okay,
so you asked me, what do you guess?
And I regret asking what are you.
No, wait a minute now. I need to get to the bottom of this with him.
It's all about you, isn't it, Hector?
So you're telling me now you're living in San Diego.
Oh,
right?
No, San Diego's a bit... No, it's a bit scuttery in
and,
San Diego.
Okay, in
Los
LA,
Angeles
right.
Or San Francisco.
You're
near the Fisherman's Wharf. I'm going to IHOP every morning for
that's
pancakes.
That's San Fran.
Yeah,
San
Francisco.
Yeah,
yeah.
You just said, yeah, okay.
You just said LA.
You said LA.
LA or San Francisco.
Okay, oh.
So in the morning you've got to go to the supermarket.
Slow the seals there, Rob. They run Starbucks. The seals have taken over Starbucks.
I have a question for Starbucks.
No, I haven't finished my question yet.
Why can't you get breast milk in Starbucks?
How do you know you can't?
I don't have because I asked.
Because lost me.
It's not probably pasteurised.
There's a joke coming here. Watch
no, there isn't. Why can't you get all types of milk? Oat milk, coconut milk. Fucking
cow's milk is breast milk.
Human, why can't humans order human breast milk? A
for
double Didi Grande latte. And a skinny Didi cappuccino.
A double.
And a flat.
A double E for an espresso. Flat.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach.
Give me great food.
Tacos.
Give me adventure.
Hiking.
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise.
Give me some smiles.
Cheese.
Give me more beaches.
Beaches.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Anyway, so... Maybe that's part of my condition.
So your beloved wakes you up in LA and says to you, Tommy, go to the supermarket and get paper clips and milk.
I'd love it.
That'd be okay.
Oh, could you walk and feel the heat.
No.
The warm and the bright
6 months,
sky.
You'd be home in
the
6 months.
Fucking bright blue sky. And the colour in California is... Maybe there are lots of people... I bought one of them sad lamps one upon a time.
What?
Do you remember them?
The salt lamps, is it?
Sad lamp.
Oh, yeah, to make you happy.
Yeah.
I like a lava lamp.
Yeah, are they salty lamps?
Salty. What the fuck is a salty lamp?
The salt rock one you have, the big salt.
No, this is a lamp. Remember people who suffer from seasonal adjustment disorder. That people, it's the transition from one season to the next, that, and it's the lack of a particular colour spectrum.
You?
Well, I don't know if it helped me, but I know that I feel at home in Africa. And Christ, California.
You're only after adding that in now. You feel at home in America.
Where would I say? Oh, look, you know, I can relate mostly to an Indonesia.
You never said that about.
Hang on, you meet people from Ireland who have relocated to different parts of the world, don't you? And why have they relocated? Because they feel more at home there.
A lot of people have.
Because they feel more at home there.
Sunnier climates, better temperature, they needed more sun, whatever. But an awful lot of people still live in Ireland because they love Ireland.
Yeah, and maybe people went because they couldn't afford to live in Ireland and they had to...
Or get out, get or jobs or something.
So is it not okay for me to say I'd like to relocate...
To Africa.
Or to California.
I think you should... Get rid of everything here and move to Africa.
Yeah, go to Africa because that's where you're from. Like, you've no affiliation with San Francisco.
Your people are there. Your people are there.
Well, I think California would be easier.
No, you don't have any affiliation to there.
Why don't you move to North Mayo where the rest of your people are?
And what? You have no affiliation.
Emla.
And why don't you move back to Navan?
Exactly.
You're never on about how, I feel so at home in Navan.
No, go back to the interesting thing. So
this is not a nurturing environment for me. This is just...
Why did you ask me what excites me? So what excites you at the moment, Loretta? What is exciting you at the moment that you're looking forward to? That's the question.
Yes.
What are you looking forward to?
I mean, there's so much to look forward to. Like, I'm excited about everything. Every day is exciting for me. I love doing, get waking up and having jobs to do. If it makes you feel like...
So get specific now. What are you looking forward to in the next couple of days?
In the next couple of days?
And months.
In the next couple of days, I'm not really sure. My sister's at home with her her daughter. So
from America or from Brussels?
From Brussels. I'm looking forward to spending as much time with them.
What?
I'm looking forward to having nothing to do for the weekend.
Isn't that nice?
I'm looking forward to going away for the Christmas. I'm looking forward to putting on new outfits that I bought and going out socialising. I'm just looking forward to life. And I'm looking forward to what might come that I don't know is going to happen yet.
You're looking forward to stuff that you don't know is going to happen.
Yeah.
The unknown knowns.
But looking forward to looking forward to what's going to happen in the next year or that. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen.
What are you dreading?
I don't know. I'm not dreading.
I don't think people should.
I mean, I've nothing specific that I'm dreading.
What are you dreading? I've only,
dreading like
only
that
a small bit of dog food left for Rocco. That's fucking dreading.
Or
stuff.
Dreading that you get sick or that you're...
Even that now, if someone says to me, Tommy, will you go? Will you feed the dogs?
The dog food.
Do you not feed the dog?
I do feed the dogs.
No jobs that you just do and go, I like doing this.
No, I hate everything.
Is there anything that excites you? Are you looking forward to anything?
Like a spoiled child.
Tommy.
You are so hard to live with, Loretta. You really are.
But you are.
What do you look forward to, Tommy?
You remind me of my mother.
That's not a good thing.
But do you know what it is? Explains it, Loretta. It's totally, somebody's fucking brains are totally...
Everyone's brain is...
Yeah, but everyone is. And everyone has
wired differently.
Yeah, I suppose there'd be all sorts of...
For the people out there that are overwhelmed by getting bagels and toilet paper, you're not alone.
How different to you is your partner? Like, I can tell you, my missus is a... She's incredible. Like, so my missus is a conscientious to the most unbelievable degree. My missus would be always doing things for other people. My missus, if she takes a job on board, will fucking make sure every last detail is sorted. My missus, if she's thinking about somebody, will do unbelievable stuff for them. My missus is... sings in a band, she's a psychotherapist. So I know that I'm very different to her. I know that she's we're similar in some ways, but we're also, she's just wired in a completely different way to me. She's she has energy for, she's always doing stuff. Always on the go, always thinking about other people, always going beyond what's expected in order to help them, you know? So in what ways are you different from your partners?
Yeah, that sounded like you were describing my husband there as well. Like, that sort of stuff never stops. Works, conscientious, unbelievable. Mm. Give him a task, like, we'll do it to the death.
Yeah.
And if it's for someone else, even more so.
Yeah.
I'm a bit like, well, sure, I'll do it, like, to whatever standard. But, like, obviously you've got to have some similarities with the person in order for you to be attracted to them, in order for you to have, you know, similar interest to a certain
degree.
Got to like certain things and enjoy certain things that you do together, and then the rest of the time
just behold the mystery of their brilliance.
That sounds like a prayer, is it?
Hector, what's your
Timothy,
is your missus,
even though she's in the third level, but like she's a teacher, and I always say to her,
you've always fancied teachers.
I just say, you're a wonderful teacher. I know she's a brilliant teacher. I know Spanish is her world, and it has been her world since she was 18 in UCG studying Spanish, and to get the master's in Spanish and the level of knowledge she has. I speak Spanish, but I speak a street Spanish, but like
Pueblo.
She's every night the laptop is open and she's always exploring new ways of expressing Spanish language and how she can talk to her fourth-years who are really good at Spanish, and her teaching is her grow. And any teacher who's a really good teacher, it's just incredible the amount of work that she puts into her classes and going out on a Monday in September, a year after year, and it's always the next batch of students, and her students are the most important thing. So she's a great teacher. But apart from that, I know she's brilliant with the lads. She's brilliant. They'll talk to her and they'll do. She has different wavelengths to talk to young men, where I have my man wavelength. She has different wavelengths. I'll see them sitting in having the dinner. They might have started without me and they're having a nice little chat. And I won't go in because I know there may be things being said in the garden. I'll go in then after a few minutes, but I know there's that confiding in your mum as a young lads, and that's an important thing as well. But she's a great mother. She's a fantastic mother to them, and she's proud of them. She worries. Women, mothers worry about their kids so much. Not that I don't worry, but I'm sort of like at this stage now.
They'll be grand.
As he texted, Reens and UL. He'd be grand. Why is he to text? And then 11 o'clock that night, any text. So finally I text Reen. How are you? Good. Here with the lads. I said, he's texted. Do you know? So she's a teacher. I will take my hat off to her. She studied Spanish. She became a teacher. And many, many students have passed through her classes over 25 years teaching Spanish. Incredible. Yeah.
And she's different from you in what way?
My wife doesn't. She doesn't have the patience to talk to people like I do. Like if somebody comes to fix the boiler or somebody comes to do a job, we will. Especially if they talk.
You'd be ages there, would you?
I'd be ages out the back. I love the chat. A lad came to plaster a wall once and I was just...
he fucking ended up walking and he left. Off.
No. I made him
tea. Well, how are
even my boys are imitating me and they were like, Dad, they were out the window going, fucking yeah, yeah, yeah.
And were you making them tea and all?
I do, yeah. Anyone who comes to my house to do a job gets the works. The mugs of tea, Swiss roll. Then about 4 o'clock, because I want the job done, I go, Pat! You want a quick cup of tea while you're at it? I'll bring you the bar as well. And they come out and I'd love yapping to lads who are working because I'm getting... But she does not like any of that. She does not like any of that side.
And does she like going to the football?
Loves the ga. But she's Claire. She's Claire Hurlan. Loves the football as well, but not patting like she would never volunteer. She does not bad for making the round of sandwiches if a team come, but... Yeah, I suppose everyone's wired differently, but she, I don't know.
You couldn't be with someone that's exactly the same as you, sure.
Does she like cooking the way you do?
She does, yeah, but it's a fair equal share. Like for the last 2 weeks solid, I've cooked every single dinner in the house.
Yeah.
Every day.
And I don't...
And do you come up with the ideas and all?
Because my wife is working. I like when she comes in at 5 o'clock, she's gone. I do, like my missus is up at 7 o'clock religiously every morning. And for me, I fucking 7 o'clock in the morning.
You're like,
there's
going, no
better. You
sprawl. The bed to yourself.
Yeah, the bed to myself. I sprawl the leg right over to
and
see
it's
if
all
she's
warm
there.
As well.
I just go for a little, no human touch.
God.
No. She's gone. I go right over sideways onto the far
lying
side.
Lying across the bed.
But I know she's gone, then I can hear the door closing.
Yes.
She's on the road at 10 to 8.
Sky Sports.
Tea in the bed.
I haven't been on the road at 10 to 8. When I'm busy.
And do you strategically plan out your meals then for the
week? So we know then the WhatsApp comes in and My wife is unbelievable for saying, I'm done now. Her last class is, I'm on the way. What do we need? And then I'll go, no need. I've got it all.
Yeah.
And that's, to us, is the little nuts and
the
bolts.
The little signs of love.
The little nuts and bolts of how, because you're feeding two boys who like, it's just, you know, I don't buy one, two, three. There's four of us in the house. I don't buy four pork chops anymore. I buy 10 pork chops. I don't buy four lamb chops. I buy 10 of them. I don't buy, how much is a chicken breast? 4 for 6. I get, give me 10 for 12 or whatever you have. Because we're feeding. It's just
athletes.
The dinner has to be right. And I know my missus appreciates if it's a cold November, rainy, 5 o'clock on a Tuesday evening, and she comes home and she can see the fire's on, and then she goes into
that's
the kitchen.
Ideal.
The kitchen, and the spuds are done.
That's the best.
The spuds
ever.
Are mashed.
That's the dream.
There's
for
a tiny bit of little Coleman's mayonnaise in with the black pepper and the butter, and it's done. The dinner's done, and she comes in.
And would you let her know?
My world is Hector world. Yeah. I'm never working at 5 o'clock unless I'm away on a gig or I'm doing something. That's my. So when I'm at home, I like creating normal dinner. World.
And would she ever like come in the front door and just leave her bag in the hall and just throw you up against the fridge and mill you?
No, but what I was going to say was, when she comes in, I'll help her.
She has
her backpack, everything.
Does she ever drop the hand and you say, leave me alone, I'm trying to finish
this. Leave me alone, I'm trying to mash the spuds. No, but what I will, I'll take her back. She's a big, heavy backpacker. And I'll take off her coat and I'll give her a hug and a kiss and I'll say, you're home now. Your day's done. Your day's done.
You're like,
who is this? Who is this?
What do you think of that?
That's unbelievable. That's like.
But she's after being out teaching from 8 o'clock in the morning. So the least I can do is just.
Adore her and
adore her and say, well done. Because I couldn't stand in front of a class day in, day out, year in, year out, decade in, decade out. She's teaching. Like, we fucking underestimate.
It's a great thing to do. In fairness, now my beloved would do that as well. If I was gone all day, he'd have the dinner. He'd make the dinner, no problem. It's not a big deal. So, like, it is a lovely, rewarding thing when you do come in and it's done and you don't have to ask for it to be done. Or you're not kind of like, I'm stressed out here. I have to cook. Oh, God, what am I going to do? I'm going to blow the house up. And do you leave a mess after you when you cook, Tommy?
Why do I feel excluded from this fucking...
From this loving.
From this competence.
Did you ever do this?
You are so blessed that your
would
wife
you ever do that?
Is the greatest chef, one of the greatest chefs I've seen.
Would you ever do that?
Do what, sorry?
Would you ever like come home and have all the dinner made?
Would I ever...
Without being asked? Like, is there ever a chance where you'd say...
No, I need to plan the dinner.
But you have to be told to do the job. Would you never take responsibility and say, oh, I'll make the dinner now this week?
Are there people listening to this going, and are they starting to hate me?
No.
No, are they think you're great.
Do you ever light the
am
fire?
Am I hated? Am I unlovable?
Are you the fire man?
No, exactly.
I'm just unlovable.
Do you light the fire?
I light the fire.
Without
being asked to light the fire.
There you go. They're the little things.
I flush the jacks without being asked.
Do you ever run a bath?
And you dress yourself.
Do you ever run a bath for the missus and put the candles on?
No, I wouldn't do the candles now, but I'd run the bath.
And
I don't think you would.
I'd run the bath. Anyway, I'm very. You both sound like two fucking great people all together, and it's fantastic. It's an honour to be fucking working with you. You're so lovable. Okay.
So perfect.
That's all from us. Hope you enjoyed the episode. God bless and good luck.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach.
Give me great food.
Tacos.
Give me adventure.
Hiking.
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise.
Give me some smiles.
Cheese.
Give me more beaches.
Beaches.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.